4 CPA Mobile.
Morning, KI-4 DOS Mobile.
Yes, I am, Gary. There's still a few crazy people out there that just love to be out in the heat.
To get out in the heat here in a little bit, I may be bad into the repeater right now, David. I'm down here at Malden Road in 85. But I got to get out in the heat. I got to work on my lawnmower. Went over to the parts house and got some parts for the steering on it that went out yesterday. So I got to go home and put that on and then get on the lawnmower and finish cutting the grass.
It doesn't matter. It's bad when you have to work on your stuff before you can even use it. That would happen at the dealership sometime. We'd be working on a car and I'd need one of the tools that the dealership kept around and I'd have to work on it before I could use it.
I'd hate that, you know, I'd work on a tool before I could use it. That would kind of be disheartening a little bit, or a whole lot, probably. But I don't mind having to work on the lawnmower. It's 20 years old and a little over 20. And I was cutting the grass. Everything was fine yesterday. And then one of the bushings went out in the steering axle, which had never been replaced. And I wish that it had bearings in there instead of bushings, but you know how they are. That was the first thing, and then the steering the little gear down on the bottom helps you turn the wheels one way or the other. That little gear wore out, and I hadn't done anything to it. You don't put any grease or anything on it. I put a little grease with my finger on it, but there ain't no grease fittings or nothing like that. But it wore out, and I said, well, you know, 20 years, I can't complain.
I'd say you got your money's worth out of that, and, you know, and now maybe you can get another 20 years out of that one when you fix it, so there you go. Yeah, I had a snapper, and I occasionally would have to work on it. I did some transmission work on it, and a few other things, and but it was a good mower. I mean, it had a Briggs & Stratton engine on it, and it started on the first pull, and so it always did a good job cutting the grass. So I didn't have any complaints. Still in there, KB4CPA.
KI-4DOS Mobile. Yeah, I'm still here. They've been a bad zoom bam up here on White Horse Road. Right, that first traffic light when you get off of 85 going north on White Horse. And they got two fire trucks, a couple ambulances. Highway Patrol and everybody else, they got all three northbound lanes blocked on Whitehorse. I was being careful to get through all of that, but made it through all of it, so I'm rolling again.
Always good to, you know, be cautious there, because you just don't know what's going on and what's going to happen. And one of my buddies that's in the Highway Patrol, he said his biggest fear is getting hit by a car when he's making a stop.
That would be a fear that would be justified, because there have been people hit like that. which is unfortunate. And you know, there's some mean, crazy people out here in this old world. Some of them have seen them and just swerved to run over them, you know, just because they didn't like what they did for a living. But they're out there doing a job, and I tell you, I wouldn't want to do their job any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Right, especially when nobody appreciates it. And you let the police take a day off and see what happens. They'd be begging for them to come back. Besides that, who do they call when somebody's robbing their house?
Right, you know, they're going to be out there in harm's way, and my hat's off to those guys and ladies that do that for a living. I would not want to have to do it. If that was the only way that I could feed my family, I would. But as long as I don't have to and somebody else is willing to do it, I'll just let it go that way. But you're absolutely right. It'd be a total mess out here if they weren't out here at all, you know, just look at the road rage you have now, what it would be if the cops weren't out here.
I went to Marco's Pizza yesterday. It's right there at 291. And I'm almost at the intersection of 291 and East North. And there'd been a wreck. And you know, they had a couple of lanes blocked off. And traffic was backed up. And people were, you know, tempers were flaring, and I heard, as soon as I got out of the car, I heard this guy yelling, and I looked up, and he had gotten out of his car and was yelling at the guy behind him, said, yeah, come on, get out of your car, yeah, come on, my dad just hanging him on, and evidently, I don't know if he blew his horn or flipped his horn or what, and that person, whoever it was, they stayed in their car. It's probably a good idea, because that guy was really ticked off.
And getting mad about something like that, you know, you can't control it, and well, like I said, there just ain't no sense in getting upset about it. You just sit there and be cool, and you know, eventually you'll make it through it. Of course, after driving a truck for over 45 years, I've seen and done most of the things that you hear about. Some of them I'm proud of, some of them I'm not, but you know, it gets that aggravating sometimes when you get in a traffic jam like that and you don't move very far. I remember one time in particular, I was up on Long Island, and I didn't have to go but 3 miles from one stop to another, but it took me 3 hours to get there.
1 mile an hour was your average speed. Wow, that would be frustrating. Especially in a truck. One thing I found out was, I hate to be on my motorcycle in a traffic jam. I got on 26 and I was going up an incline and I was having to ride my clutch. Well, not ride it, but I kept having to let it out, you know, and inch forward and let it out, inch forward. And I thought to myself, man, I'm gonna burn my clutch up just before I get through all this mess.
Unlike some of these other yahoos on motorcycles ride between the cars. I've seen that happen more times than one.
I'm not sure mine would fit. If it would, it would be closed. It's kind of horizontally opposed six-cylinder in it. It's pretty wide, and then it's got crash bars beyond that, and it would be pretty scary to try to go between two cars. You know, on a crotch rocket, they're slimmer, and or if I was on a V-twin, I might try it, but I'm just kidding. But anyway, I had a bunch of V-twins. I enjoyed them. But I tell you, this Valkyrie, I think, has got some power. Boy, it will get up and go in a hurry.
motorcycle. I thought about having one, and, well, I have owned them in the past, but I don't have one right now. And the way people drive nowadays, I'm kind of glad I don't have one. You know, people don't watch out for them like they used to, and they ain't never watched out for them real diligently, unless you were a motorcycle rider yourself, you know, when you get out there in the traffic and you've owned a motorcycle or have ridden one, you kind of watch for them a little bit more than folks that have never been out there on one.
They have a higher awareness of their presence because, since I ride one, and you don't, this things you don't want to do, like if you're at a stop sign pulling out, you know, perpendicular from where they are, you don't want your car to roll, because I'm looking at the tire, I'm not looking at the driver, I'm looking at the tire. If that tire starts rolling, then I'm putting the brakes on, because I've had people look right at me and pull right out in front of me, so...
My wife had two nephews killed on motorcycles. One of them got T-boned. The person pulled right out into the side of them. And the other one, he was riding on a two-lane road, and the car in front of him didn't have any brake lights, and they stopped to make a left turn, and he, before he realized the car was stopped, he couldn't do anything else but run and tried to avoid it, but he hit the back of it and messed him up. Well, it took his life, but you got to be careful out there. You got to be real defensive on a motorcycle any way you look at it.
I think that's where the saying came from, you live to ride and ride to live. You ride in such a way that you'll survive. And that means, you know, you ride very defensively because everybody else is, not everybody, but there's a lot of people out there that are riding offensively, and they're not paying attention, so... Anyway, well, I have arrived at the sports club here. I'm gonna get out here and see if I can hit that little yellow ball and get some exercise mainly. And so I'll talk to you later. I hope you have a good day, and behave yourself. And I'll clear out of here after your final, KB4CBA.
But hey, if that was any better timing, I'm fixing to pull into the driveway here at the house. So I'm going to have to clear out anyway. But get you some exercise. Don't overdo. Enjoy it. Yourself out there hitting that little yuck ball. And we'll talk to you again soon. KP4CBA, KI4DOS Mobile Clear.